This is Northwest News from KPLU. No doc loans, teaser rates, robo-signing. Those words might give you a flashback to the darkest days of the mortgage meltdown. Predatory lending has long been the target of one quiet assistant attorney general in Washington state. KPLU's Ashley Gross reports that now he's retiring after a string of high-profile successes.
Here's a headline you might remember from just a few years ago.
Federal officials have announced a settlement between states and the nation's five biggest mortgage lenders.
Eight states led the negotiations for that $25 billion settlement with the big banks. Washington was one of them. And the guy at the table representing the state was David Huey.
I would often look around the room and think about things like the pay differential between the AG attorneys and the bank attorneys.
But turns out those Wall Street lawyers in their fancy suits met their match.
Their first offer was $1 billion. We didn't walk out on them, but we were very displeased.
It wasn't just money the states wanted from the banks. They also wanted new standards for mortgage lending and ways to make sure banks complied. Huey says they got that. And he says it's been gratifying to see banks make cultural changes after seeing the worst of the industry. In one investigation, he found a large mortgage lender that had cocaine Fridays. Former Washington Attorney General Rob McKenna was Huey's boss.
His personality is not that of a bad cop, but you can be tenacious and determined to get your result without being nasty about it, and that fits Dave to a T.
Huey says in retirement he plans to canoe, backpack, help out at legal aid clinics, and maybe take a Shakespeare class. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.